Stukes in the Morning, what do you think about emotional infidelity?
I think that's stupid because I've been with my boyfriend for 8 months, and I have grew up with 6 brothers. And so, like, all my life, my friends have been guys.
Yeah.
And he knows that. I can tell my guy friends almost more than I could tell him that he also knows that. And he knew that when he got in the relationship, so it doesn't bother him. So people saying that emotional infidelity or whatever, you shouldn't do that, that's dumb. Because you can't, especially if you grew up with guys, like,
what if
most
you were,
of women in my family.
What if, scenario time, watch out, scenario time, what if, what if you suddenly gained a new guy friend, like right now? You met some new guy at work or something, and then started talking to him. Would that cause a different issue, you think?
Well, I think that if, like, my boyfriend met him, it was like, okay, like, tell me, you know, I don't really feel comfortable with this guy because just the way, you know, I met him or something.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe that would be different, but, like, friends that you've had forever shouldn't. Especially if those friends were there before your boyfriend was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good stuff. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh, thanks.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead on the emotional cheating.
I think that it's very, I don't know, I was listening to you guys in that magazine article. Maybe you're taking it the wrong way. I don't know if it's just stories or jokes that you tell somebody you work with, but more things like, maybe stuff that you can't talk to your significant other about.
Like, you, okay, go ahead.
That you would, like, talk to this person at work with. You know, well, I can't talk to my so-and-so boyfriend about this. So you form some sort of a attachment with the guy at work because he listens or...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. And then, but then it goes back to the thing, can a guy and a girl be friends without one falling for the other?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you might be like, well, yeah, I can be friends with so-and-so, but can they be friends with you? How do you know there's not some sort of feeling there?
Yeah,
it's just a real sketchy line, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it's a sketchy article is the main problem, right? It's not really making anything clear.
Yeah.
It says basically it's starting out as, what, Jerianne, is it like saying that you start out telling, you know, jokes and everything that goes on from there to...
Yeah.
To revealing secrets about the relationship.
Yeah, because eventually get comfortable enough with the person that you're telling jokes and stories
you're
to.
You're forming some sort of relationship, which, not saying relationships are bad, but where is that relationship going to go?
Yeah, cause
where could it go?
Yeah, emotional infidelity sounds like something that's real bad, but the article makes it sound like it's something that just deprives your relationship of some of the emotional things that you'd be sharing.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what...
Oh.
So I think you're just reading garbage. What site's that off of?
iVillage.
iVillage? Do you ever go to iVillage?
Uh-uh.
No, I've heard of that before. I've heard it's a pretty popular site, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it usually has some pretty good stuff, but this is kind of weird.
that's right in the middle of that. Like, the other ones weren't that bad. The other tips weren't that horrifying, but, all right.